I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of last year. Today, Molly Van Noy and her daughter, Sybil McLean-Topol, talk about the gender pay gap.
The women in our family are really drawn to working in business, and you told me about your mother, Myrtle, who ran a grocery store and also a restaurant at the same time that she was raising four kids.
She was a good and kind person, but she did like to try to pick some boyfriends. She was trying to tell one of the boyfriends about me. She said, "She's not too pretty, but she sure can clean house."
that's funny.
She was also quick-witted.
She was. She didn't talk much by the time I met her. But what qualities do you think you picked up from her? Did you go into business because of her?
Well, I got started doing banking because it was something I could work with numbers and flip those dollar bills and so on. But when we got to Morristown, I went in to apply as a teller, and I was hired instead as a secretary. I was working for a female boss. She probably had the highest level of responsibility, except for the president of the bank. And I think she purposely let me know her salary.
Why?
I think she knew that I should be doing better, and I knew that if I stayed there, I wouldn't. I've never been sure.
So how did you figure out that the men were getting paid more and that you were training men that were moving on to advance beyond the women there? And I want to specifically ask you about this memo where people wrote to the equal opportunity employment folks. Then in town, there were rumors where all the people who signed the memo were called the Dirty Dozen.
I did not sign the memo because I knew by then I would be leaving, but I did. I was asked by one of the members, people who did sign, if I would help them with the wording. And everybody knew that I had helped craft the document that went to management, not to EEOC. I also found out that the janitor, and he was wonderful and he deserved money, but he made more than I did. I felt like I should at least make a little level above the janitor, and that we both deserved money. So anyway.
Well, I just know it was a hard time in your life because you were upset.
Well, the big gap always bothered me, big gap in salaries.
But I want you to know it really set a good example for me to continue my education.
My mother, when she would stress education, she would stress that she wanted us to be able to take care of ourselves if need arose or something to that effect.
Well, you inspired me. So I've tried really hard to negotiate for fair pay. I'm not sure that I've been all that successful, but I've at least asked the questions. You've always been my biggest cheerleader, and everybody should have a mom like that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
That was Sybil McLean-Topol and her mother, Molly Van Noy. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.